Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're learning Tazria Revi, the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Tazria. It is a very short Aliyah, and it actually is in some regards very much repetitive. It is only five psukim long, running from Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalet to Chav Ches, and the topic of our Aliyah is leprosy in the burn. In the previous Aliyah, we learned about leprosy, which is an extension of a shchin, some sort of skin condition beforehand, and in that skin condition the leprosy grows. Here we have leprosy in a burn. So if a person has skin which is burnt, mechvas eish, then as the mechias hamechva, as it is now healing, then there's a bahiris levona adam demes. We have this spot which is growing in it, which is a white with a reddish hue to it, or completely white. And the Kohen then sees it, and if he sees that in fact the skin looks deeper, and there's white hair in it, then it's tzaras, and it is made impure. But if the Kohen sees it, and it's not really the skin, the hair is not white, and it's a little bit dim, then the Kohen will lock the person up 7 days and re-examine the person after 7 days, and then make a decision based on where it's spread or where it seems to be decreasing. So one question which can be asked in Aliyah is, how is the leprosy of the burn different to that of the boils? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches, which all the Mepharshim point out, that Deres Eliyahu, everybody points this out, is that what's going on over here is, in fact, it is almost identical to the leprosy of the boils. The leprosy of the burn follows the same rules, in fact, almost the same language. The appearance of this nega, of this plague, is almost identical. It's this white, red splotch, and if there is a white hair which grows in it, that makes it impure. It's almost the same procedure. So why is it repeated over here? And the answer which the Gemara gives is because if, in fact, that you have, let's say, Pachos Mikashir, less than a gris, which is the area necessary to be considered really tzaras, to make a person impure, there has to be a boundary, can't just be any amount, there's a specific amount. So let's say you have half of the tzaras is as a result of that which grows in a burn, and half of it grows from the boil, and in such a case, it does not connect. These two are considered two separate types, even though they follow the same rules, and they will not yield a full-fledged plague together. Another question is why does leprosy of the burn come? Why is this specific? So the Toras Moshe, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, turns about that this particular part of the plague, this particular nega, comes as a function of Gilui Arayos, of immorality. And he describes that's why it is in a place of a mikvah, of a burning. So what he's trying to say is there is an element of this burning desire that a person can experience, and the person will now notice in the place of a burn. So, you know, they touch a pan that was on the fire, God forbid, and they burn their finger, and then in that burn is where the psoriasis emerges from. It's a reminder to that person to do a little bit of looking in the mirror as to what their ta'avos, what their indulgences are leaning towards, and a person will end up being able to do a little bit of self-reflection and therefore also self-correction through this as well. This is perhaps a look at this Aliyah. There is very little else that's on this Aliyah because it really follows the same template and pattern from the previous Aliyah about the leprosy of the boils. But we will see as we get to the fifth Aliyah that we start talking about a new topic, which is the leprosy of the hair, which has its own set of rules and colors. With this, we conclude. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.